Johnstons. I am part of the Motors Group. I am the Kerridge key loop trainer for IT, and I also look after the DAF check side of the business, amongst other things. I thought I would pass this on to everybody today, as it's been something that I've been looking to do for some time, and I've had several reminders from my family and other people as to regards the need, shall we put it like that, to get myself fit and to lose some weight in the process. And I think it's very, very important, obviously, now for people who work all the time to actually take some time out to relax and to make the most of their spare time. Well, I'm not sure where I begin, really, but for many, many years, I was out on the road as a consultant working for Keyloop, and as part and parcel of that, I would stop at various garages, eating establishments along the road, hotels, and obviously, as one does, one tends to eat or overeat, or in some cases, not myself, but some people did overdrink. And I've suffered with my weight for quite some time. In fact, when I learned to drive was probably when I started putting weight on, which is probably about 17, 18 years of age. And I could quite happily eat for England. And my body was being transformed into what I can only describe as a sumo wrestler. So about 20 years ago, I was on a plan to try and assist me in keeping my weight down. But really within myself, I never felt great about any weight loss program. My partner at the time was training to run the London Marathon and was doing absolutely brilliantly and putting me totally to shame. To say the least, she eventually completed that race the next year, and congratulations, it took a lot for her to do that, and she definitely made the most of it. But I could never find that happy balance. Despite playing football for all my life and being a football referee for over 25 years, I never really thought I was unfit. How wrong was I? And sadly, a couple of years later, after we split up, and as a result then of living on my own and the job hours and being out on the road every day, starting early, finishing late, I would eat whatever I could get hold of, mainly takeaways, fast food, the usual traps that I'm sure we've all been through. And sadly, I put on weight at a very, very fast rate. I denied myself any thoughts that I was okay and that I was still fit because of my football exploits every weekend. But again, how wrong was I? I never really took care of myself during that period, and I survived on all the wrong stuff. As I said, if I stopped to put fuel in the car, I put fuel into me. And I really didn't notice the effect that it was having on my body and also my life in general. I'd always bought clothes that I felt were right, but of course the clothes I bought were getting larger and larger during this time. Then last year, just before Christmas, I was unfortunate enough to contract COVID, as I'm sure a lot of us probably have. But again, I just thought I was very unwell, and I refused to test as I didn't think I'd been in contact with anyone who could have passed on the bug to me. But I really wasn't well for about 3 weeks, and during this time I had a very few difficult conversations with my daughters and my ex-partner about my general health and happiness. My youngest daughter had by this time announced her engagement and her wedding date of October 23, which is getting closer every day. And she challenged me to make sure that I would be at both her wedding in October and also my other daughter's wedding, who'd also announced her engagement, which is due in March next year. So now I had two issues to deal with. My youngest, Amy, had been attending Slimming World for a few months because she wanted to lose just over a stone for her wedding. And she asked me to go with her to the classes on Monday nights, local to us here in Northampton. And being a bloke, I went, I'm not going in there. That's full of people that think they need to lose weight, and I don't need to be one of those. Again, how wrong was I? Eventually, I relented and agreed to attend at least the one meeting that I'd gone along to. The ironic thing that was, while I agreed to go, I was tucking into a big English breakfast, and despite my worst wrongly held fears and prejudices about Slimming World, I went along. And I was quite surprised to find there were five or six guys in that very meeting, all on the weight loss programme. Now, when I'm presented with that sort of situation, I dig in and I say, OK, if you're going, lads, you're not going to beat me. I will show them what's what. And Marty doesn't allow things like that to beat him. And if I was going to get this done, I knew things really had to change. The gentleman who ran the club, a guy called Stuart, had been in a similar situation a few years before, and he'd now become a consultant for Slimming World. And we had a long chat about many things, mostly Slimming World, diet, food, but also football. He's a Spurs fan and I'm a Luton Town fan. Doesn't go down very well. But Stuart assured me that as he himself had once been well into the 20 stone mark, it was Slimming World that gave him a new lease of life to lose weight and become what he considered to be normal again. So on that basis, I thought to myself, right, here we go. And I attended my first class. Just to put a point on this, I still go every week to classes because I need to make sure that I'm doing everything I can to continue both my weight loss journey and my exercise routine and my eating habits. And in the 24 or 25 weeks since I started attending Slimming World, I've lost just over 4 stone, in fact 4 stone 2.5 to be precise this week. And clothes wise, I've gone down at least 3 if not 4 sizes, and I've started to get my life back on track. My fitness program to go along with this has been encouraged by my family, and I was given a target by them to reach for the first month, and that was to lose 0.5 stone. Well, I smashed that target and lost 1 stone within 4 weeks. I said to myself that if I was going to get this done, then I needed to show how serious I was about it. The first week at Slimming World, I lost 4 pounds, and the second week, I lost 7.5. And then I had a couple of weeks where I only lost a couple of pounds each, but each week, I'd still continued to lose weight. On the 5th week, however, I put on some weight, nearly 1 pound, and I was like, crikey, this is not good. But I was assured that this was quite normal and it could happen again. I continued to lose the weight successfully for a few weeks, and again, a few weeks later, I gained 1.5 pounds, and although this time I was annoyed, I realised that it was expected, and I then started to lose weight again. I used to like, when I was a kid, walking. I used to love walking every weekend or going to school during the day. I used to walk 3 or 4 miles to school on a basis of there were no buses and I had to do something. And I always used to eat sensibly, but as I said earlier on, when I learned to drive and, you know, you do go out with your mates and stuff, takeaways, Chinese, all that sort of stuff started, you know, really becoming quite prevalent. So now, having started to lose weight, I thought to myself, right, it's time I started doing some walking. So I started out on 3 kilometres a day, and within a couple of weeks, I managed to get that up to 4 and then 5. I started taking an hour or so at lunch to go and walk the 3 kilometres, and by the end of that first month, I'd got that down to, say, 45 minutes for 5 kilometres. And as I said, I used to walk everywhere when I was a kid. And I got that wonderful feeling that I was actually doing some good for myself. And so it proved. A couple of years ago, unfortunately, I was diagnosed as having diabetes 2, which, when you're told that as a bloke, well, even as a woman, that's not good. And it was obviously prevalent in my family. And because of that, I decided that I needed to get rid of this, or at least put it into remission. And I started to become better at my fitness times. I was challenged then by my younger sister, who to her credit, runs marathons, 10K, 10-kilometre park runs every week, and generally keeps herself fit. And she challenged me to do a park run in April. I thought I'd be okay, so I enrolled in the local park run environment, and on the first one, my ex, my two daughters, my sister, and three dogs all went along for the first 5-kilometre park run. I must admit, I walk it most weeks because I don't enjoy running and it plays havoc with your knees. And as you get older, and I've now reached the grand old age of 63, I have to try and look after my knees because I've only got one pair. And I hear so many people say, oh, I've got to go have my knee done. And I think, no, I'll hang on to mine, thank you. And I achieved a time that first week of around about 57 minutes, which I was over the moon with. And subsequently, over the last 11 weeks, and I've only been attending for 11 weeks now, I've been getting my time down by 2 minutes each week. So I can now do 5 kilometres in around about 44, 46 minutes. And the encouragement I got that first week was fantastic. And I'll always be grateful for that support from my family and friends, and dogs included, and the park run family that I now attend. I genuinely thought park run would be this sort of elitism where people who were fit, healthy, and who wanted to prove that they could run for Britain would be out there every week doing their thing and showing everybody how good they were. And there are quite a lot of runners who do run for clubs and who come along every week, but they always encourage me to keep going. They always talk to me as we're going round, and I've done a fair bit of volunteering for them as well. So it's a real, real eye-opener as far as my fitness was concerned. And now I love going on a Saturday morning, getting up early about 8 o'clock, going for a park run at 9. It takes around about 45 minutes to an hour to complete, and it's making my level of fitness fantastic. I really have made a huge difference. And that 4 stone has come off in the last 24, 25 weeks, I have to say, has been partly due to Slimming World, partly due to my own exercise regime, but a lot of it's down to park walk and the regular exercise that you get. I've met and made so many good friends, and there are people there every week. I see runners, I see walkers, I see mums running with their children, mums with buggies, all age groups from anything between 8 and 80, proving that fitness, as it is an important thing for us all. But it doesn't have to be difficult. It can be a wonderfully pleasurable thing to do. There's no joining fee. There's no elitism. Everyone encourages everyone, and it's a great community as well. Give it a go. You could well be surprised. Your local area will have a park run place, and it's free. You don't have to join if you don't want to, but you can go round every week. You can walk round. You can walk backwards. You could do cartwheels if you want, but I have to be honest and say it's made a huge difference to me. Now, as I said, as a 63-year-old, I'm looking after myself so much better than I ever did. I don't eat takeaways, I don't eat Chinese, I don't touch Indian food, I don't touch any fast foods, no pies and pasties, no beer, or extremely very little. And it's usually 0% alcohol these days. And I cook everything in my slow cooker, which I find is the greatest invention that man's ever made. I chuck it on about 11 o'clock in the morning, and it's done for 5:30, 6 o'clock at night. And I love my food now. I really do enjoy it. Before Christmas, when I had COVID, I hated food. I couldn't eat. I didn't want to eat, and I didn't do anything about it. And I have to say that slow cooker is probably the single best tool that I've bought in the last 2 years. I eat sensibly. And one of the things that Slimming World's taught me is I have to food optimise, which is basically making sure I get plenty of vegetables, meat or protein, low fat or zero fat foods. And I ensure that I have plenty to drink during the day, usually consisting of water. But any drink will do as long as it's sensible. I walk 5K at least 3 days a week, and that has helped me to keep the weight off. And I certainly do not want to go back to those dark times that I had before. as a benefit and as a process of all of this, and today I have just been to the doctors to get my 3 monthly bloods checked, my blood pressure, which was way out of kilter, I really didn't realise how bad my blood pressure was, that's returned to completely normal level. My cholesterol's better than it ever has been before. My diabetes reading, as part of my fitness program, has dropped from a figure of 90 plus, which is very bad, down to 44, which, according to all the doctors and everything I've read, is just above the normal. They reckon that if you've got a reading of 40, you're pretty much okay. Anything above that, then you could be pre-diabetes or even diabetes 2. My doctor, who I saw this morning, has been amazed at my turnaround in fitness and general health. And as I said earlier, I feel so much better because of the weight loss. And now I have no excuse to avoid anything that comes with me. The lady who did my bloods this morning, she couldn't believe how well I'd been doing. And the encouragement I've got from my local surgery has been fantastic. As part of my fitness program, I've been involved with a charity where I've been helping to raise funds for pancreatic cancer. Sadly, I lost a very, very good friend to this horrible disease 18 months ago, and I've recently learned of a lady I used to work with who has also died from this. This and prostate cancer are the two biggest killers in the modern world. And gentlemen, I can only tell you now, you need to go and get yourself checked if you're 50 plus. I have, and so far I'm clear, but I need to get a yearly checkup. It can be as simple as a blood test, or it can be whatever you need it to be with your local surgery. For the charity, I've managed to raise in excess of £700, and my first target was to walk 31 kilometres in 31 days. As you can imagine, I smashed that target within a week, and in that month of May, I completed over 170 kilometres. And according to my fitness app, I have now completed my journey from London to Portugal. I've currently exceeded 600 kilometres and I'm continuing this until I reach my desired weight. And talking of weight, I've got about a stone to lose, but I'm not going to stop there. I'm going to keep going, and even when I do reach my target, I will be very happy to keep going. And every stone that I lose, or every half a stone that I lose, becomes a significant milestone for me. This might sound really funny and really silly, but twice now at Slimming World on a Monday night, I've been made Slimmer of the Month, which to me is fantastic. It sounds a really silly thing to get, oh, Slimmer of the Month, but no, it's been fantastic. And Slimmer of the Week has been something that I've been getting hold of certificates and praise for. And I get nothing but praise from the organisers of Slimming World and also those people around me who I know. I'm doing a charity walk on the 15th of this month where I'm going to be walking 10 miles, probably over that weekend, July 14th to 16th. And if anybody in the group or company wishes to sponsor me, they can through my Facebook page. I can post up there. There is a link on my Facebook profile page. So please, if you feel like you want to do something that you can do, a small donation or however you want to do it would be fantastic. My aim is to raise £200. I'm about three quarters of the way through that at the moment, but we're doing very well. And I know the charity is benefiting from it. What I'm trying to do now at my age is concentrate on probably the next 2 years of my life and ensuring that I'm as fit as possible to do both my job and to live my life in as good a way as possible. For anyone out there who is thinking of getting fit or even thinking it's too late, well, I can assure you it's never too late. I'm testament to the fact that at any age you can start, any age you can continue, and any age you can carry on. As I said, park walk on Saturday, and at Slimming World we get people between the ages of 8 and 80, and it's fantastic that people really want to try and do something about their lives. And I think that in one way COVID has been responsible for the increase in the number of people that I see every day now out there looking after themselves and getting better. The pressures of modern life we all take as being part and parcel of every day, but it's important that we start to take care of ourselves as positively as possible. I'm going to be looking forward to, well, hopefully enjoying impending retirement at some point. Yeah, I don't have grandchildren, but that's likely to come in the next couple of years, I'm sure. And for that reason, I want to be as fit as possible and enjoy that time with them as much as possible. Yes, I've worked hard to do this, and yes, it hasn't been easy, but I'm determined to continue my journey and to make the most of what I can for myself and for my family. If I've got an overall message at the end of this podcast to tell anybody or to say to anybody, I think it's this. And I use this as my mantra basically every day before I go out for my lunchtime walk. I say to myself, right, come on, it's time to get out, get fit, and get living. And if I pass that single message on to everybody, make the most of your life. We only get one chance, and we've got to make the most of it. So get out, get yourselves fit, and get living. Thanks for listening.